Henry Bell is a 57-year-old career Army veteran. For the last 12 years, he's called Paquette Square home.
Christmas Day at 4 a.m., I go to use the bathroom and my feet are in water.
In recent years, the building has had a series of floods and plumbing issues.
We deserve better than this. We deserve better.
The building is owned and managed by Southwest Solutions. It's a large Detroit-based nonprofit. The organization acknowledges the building has a history of water issues. They say they're doing their best to repair the damage. The surface repairs have already started, but they'll take months to complete. The plumbing issues are a bit hairier and more expensive. Paquette Square was marketed as a place where veterans can live and receive wraparound services. But a decade in, residents say Paquette has changed. Robert Vinson is a Vietnam War veteran and an elected floor captain in the building. He says when he first moved to Paquette Square, everything was at your fingertips.
In the beginning, when this building first opened, it was so perfect. Everybody had counselors. You know, you could come down, you could talk to them, but that's no longer the case now.
When it first opened, Paquette Square promised, quote, a warm, welcoming environment where tenants can choose from an array of mental health, rehabilitation, and social programs. Until recently, most of those services were offered right in the building, but residents say now they have to go off-site for some services. Sean DeFore is Southwest Solutions' CEO. He says residents asked for the change about 3 years ago. He says veterans in the building wanted more separation between their home life and services like rehab.
You have to remember, again, this is an independent living kind of setting, right? This is essentially an apartment building where tenants live and they pay rent and they want their privacy and they want to be able to live as a free person lives.
Services aren't the only things some residents feel are missing from Paquette. Robert Vinson says building security is lacking too. On and off for the past few years, the building's door locks have been broken. The unlocked doors allow for just anyone to walk into Paquette Square's lobby and wander the halls. Vinson says this fuels his anxiety around the increase of mass shootings in the country. He's afraid that one day someone will come into the building and open fire.
Although it has not happened, I know that it can happen.
Residents tell us that there are often random people in the building waiting to get their cars fixed in the parking lot. This past month, someone even stole the lobby sofa right out the front door. Southwest Solutions CEO says not all residents agree about how things should be run in the building or what the right balance is between independence and support. Sean DeFore says they plan to survey residents and figure out what the future of Paquette should look like.
We're not perfect. The building's not perfect. There are no shortage of challenges, but I think we do the best we can.
Several residents interviewed for this story say they just want the building to get back to how it was when it first opened. Robert Vinson is one of them.
I want Paquette to get back to where it was. Maybe that's asking too much, but the first 4, 5, 6, 7 years, I want it to get back to that.
Back to a place where veterans can get back on their feet, live better lives, and get exposed to an environment that pushes them to do better.